Yeah, listen to Taisus Galishus Achiv. Very deep waters here. So, Taisus says, Galishus Achiv, Pisha Ben Echnanel, the Parch, the Yerushalmi, Eishus Achiv, Vilei Yivami, Lei, Vesfuka, Lei, Umak Nas, Vekar, Shayachva. Eishus Achiv, Lechore, is she's falling with evil. So it's a double kasha. First of all, so she's not, what kind of knas do you have? It's possible that it's not shaykh to call an oinus umafata, a yavam who's born the yavama, that's the din, that he should be in the abner. And number two, why is she called the chiyuv koras? It's not an isser b'chal, it's a mitzvah. Rishani answers, b'yesh tobonim yishacheres, that it's talking about where the dead brother had children, so there's no din of yibum. Obviously not from this lady, then she wouldn't be a psula, but from some other lady. V'ayri meismen erisin. Again, because otherwise she wouldn't be a psula. It could also say a case when he was megarasher, then there also won't be an yibum. That's what Rashi says, that he was megarasher. The Yishami says a different case. I'm not sure what Rabbi Nachmanu added over here. So it's a Yerushalmi. Like you should say, it says in Yerushalmi. What's Pirush Rabbi Nachmanu, the Parach of Yerushalmi? I'm not quite sure what's the pshat in that. Anyway, the Koshel Rivam, L'rapapa the Muki Hachmas Nisin B'mufut the Parach Ben Seder. We already mentioned in the past. Rav Papa says, there has a kasha. How can you have by the chai v'koras in the Mishnah?
Maybe that's pshat of Rabbi Nachmanu, because we have to be mocking her as being a son of chaya av. So therefore, that leads into the next kasha of Tosos, that maybe the pito the knas of pito should go to her. I mean, once we establish,
where did Rabbi Nachmanu say she's a son of chaya?
Meaning, what?
Because it was erisin, but we married by meismin erisin. I mean, that's what Rabbi Nachmanu said, that it's talking about the Mason of Erison.
And therefore, that leads into the next question, that the Pito should go to her.
Maybe that was Rabbi Nachmanu's Hesofa, that it's the Ari of the Mason of Erison.
Yeah.
Hesha.
Where is Rabbi Nachmanu?
What?
Where is this Rabbi Nachmanu?
I have no idea. Mm-hmm. It's not on my page, but I don't place this at. Do they have Rabbi Nachmanu on Ksufas? I have no idea. Anyway, Bekosha Leriva. The Rapapa, I mean, I guess it's conceivable Tosus just knew about the Yerushalmi from Rabbeinu Chananel. Maybe that could also be. That's a big shaila. To what extent did the Balei Tosus and Rashi have the Yerushalmi? Did they have all of it, some of it? I don't know. Anyway, Mikosha Leriva. When our Papa, the Muki Achmas Nisan, Mimufut, the Berek Ben Seir, the Gemara over there has a shaila. How could you have a Chiyu by Chai Vikoros? The Mishnah was a Chayusoy and then a Shesoch of Chai Vikoros. The halach is that if somebody's Roy the Fachar Erva, so it's Nitin Lashilu Ben Afshay. So there should be a kimli rabbinate, since he was chayim misa b'shas the running after b'shas doings. So the Gemara, so Rav Papa over there answers that the whole Mishnah that the Mishnah is talking about the mufuta, at least in the erva part of the Mishnah, the chay v'koras would have to be talking about the mufuta. By mufuta, there's no din of roidus. So Rashi says she herself without makpedus. So Taisus asks Tikshi, if that's the case, v'heichi motzi l'ukmi hochi. How can we say that the case is of that? How can a papa say that we're talking about a mafuta? The Mishnah says in Lamed Ches, the Tanya says Ashaloye Rosa. So there's one day in the Mishnah that a woman who was nisarsim in iskasha has no knas at all. So that's for sure no good. And Rabbi Kiva says no, that's not what it means. She has knas, but knosel atzma, that the knas only goes to the father if she was never married. But if she was Nisar Sim Nisgasha, then the Knas goes to her. So even so, according to Rabbi Akiva, the case of Eishes Ochiv, according to Rabbi Lezer, that Nisar Sim Nisgasha has no Knas at all, so there just can't be a case of Eishes Ochiv. Eishes Ochiv won't have Knas. So obviously this mission is not going with Rabbi Lezer, it must be going with Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, Nisar Sim Nisgasha is Knas, the Knas is La'atzma. And according to Rabbi Papa, we're talking about B'mafuta. So put the two things together. The knas is going to her. It's knas la'atzma, and she's a mafuta according to her papa. So how does she have knas? We came in la'atzma mafuta in the knas. Get a meaning the gemara. Uberesh naira mishum de midaita avda. Yeah, the din is that a yisayim mafuta has no knas because she's meichel midaita avda. That's the halacha. It says in Mishnah. It's close to Mishnah. And the reason is because Knossel Atzma, and she's Meichel. So wherever it's Knossel Atzma, there's no Chia by Mefutta, because two consenting adults. So how could there be so maybe if the Knas goes to the father, so the father didn't consent, the father gets Knas. But if the Knas is La'atzma, then there's no Chia by Mefutta. So for Kitzer, how could you ever have a case of Eishes Ochiv or Eishes Achi Oviv, all of these cases where she was Nesarsim in this Garsha? The knas is going to be, if there's knas at all, it's knas al-atzma, and if it's knas al-atzma, then there can't be a chiyuv of a mefuta. But according to our papa, the Mishnah has to be talking about mefuta. The chitema, maybe we could be doichik, the kasava tonu de masnisin ki rabbi kiva de braisa de knas al-yavi. There is a third opinion, besides Rebbe Lezer, that nesarsim and skasha has no knas at all, and besides Rebbe Akiva in the Mishnah and Daf Lamates, that is Knosso Le'atzma, there's a third sheet to Rabbi Kiva, the Braisa, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, a different version of Rabbi Kiva, that Nesarsim and Nesgasha, the Knas is still to the father. It's not affected by Nesarsim and Nesgasha. So maybe our Mishnah, it's a little bit of Doicha, because Rabbi Kiva, the Braisa doesn't appear later in the Mishnah. But maybe this Mishnah goes like Rabbi Kiva, the Braisa, and it's Knosso Le'atzma. But Taisa says it's still going to be Sher, because he has another Kasha. In Kain, Akati Tikshali Sefer the Masnisen. Habal bitoy potter mishum dekim leib dravine. The Mishnah says later that habal bitoy, that's one of the cases of chayvim misus based in where there's no knas. Why is there no knas? Because kim leib dravine. Chayvim misus based in is kim leib dravine. But if not for kim leib dravine, then there would be knas. By bal bitoy, there ought to be knas. So the Mishnah says bal bitoy, there ought to be knas, except that since he's chayvim misus, kim leib dravine. So Taisa says, what's the case? Typically, the knosula via havi. The la'atzma tikshle the machla. Mimonoshach tikshi sefer. The kids say the case of Baal Bitoy, that's for sure shemonoshach. Where is the, by Baal Bitoy, who's getting the knas? It's either going to the father, or it's either coming to the father, or it's coming to the girl. There's no other, there's nobody else here. There's the father or the girl. Maybe it's past, it's going to the father, like all chiyuv knas. Or maybe we could say that it's going to the girl, like because it's talking. Maybe it's talking about a case of nesarsim and nesgasha, and it's going to the girl. Or maybe she's tamei yisleima. Those are the two options. Either, right? The case of Baal Bitoy. We don't even need to get involved with Rabbi Kiva, the Braisa, Rabbi Kiva, the Mishnah. In every mafata, every einus mafata, there's only two people who could possibly be getting the knas. If there's a father and she was never nesarsim and nesgasha, then it goes to the father. If there's no father, because father's dead, or because it was nesarsim and nesgasha, according to Rabbi Kiva. Of the Mishnah, so then the knas goes to the daughter. That's it. Those are the options. Never goes to her third cousin. It goes to the father or it goes to the girl. So by the case of Baal Bitoy, to who monoshach? Again, according to our papa, we're talking about mefuta. Because otherwise, what do you have to come out of the chiyuv misus based? And he's a roi acharerba. The same hechach that our papa had for by a chaysoi, the same hechach applies in the Mishnah Bitoy. The case of Bitoy, according to our papa, has to be talking about mefuta. Because again, if she's not a mefuta, then he's roidif achar erva, and then he's chayim misa als roidif. And what do you have to? Why does the Mishnah have to invoke the fact that there's a chayim misa based on? From the fact that the Mishnah has to invoke the misa based on Shabbai, apparently you have to. It must be talking about mefuta. That's your papa's echach. So we're talking about a mefuta, and he's a baal bitoy. So mimarashach, there shouldn't be any chiyuv if the knas over here is supposed to go to the father. So of course he's potter. It's money in his own pocket. To whom is he going to be chayim? He's the oinus, and he's on the paying end and he's on the receiving end. So there's no chiv. And if it's supposed to go to the daughter, so again there's no chiv because she's a mefuta and she's meichel. So how do you ever have a case of a chiv knas by Baal Bitoy? So Taisi says this is really Yerushalmi. Umiu be Yerushalmi mukila. Yerushalmi sort of asked this question. Yushami doesn't ask to be monoshach with Rapapa, with Mefuta. Yushami assumes that there is a father. Yushami just says, what's the case? It's money in his own pocket. Taisa says the kasha with the monoshach, you know, maybe she starts in his kasha, and the money goes to her, but it's no good because they're a Rapapa and she's a Mefuta. Yushami doesn't ask it quite in such a complicated way, for reasons that maybe we'll see later, or that'll emerge from Taisa later. Yushami just asks pastus. Case is talking about where there's a father. Baal Bitoy. There has to be a father because he's Baal Bitoy. Obviously, this father's alive. If he was dead, he wouldn't be Baal Bitoy. So, obviously, there's a father. So, if there's a father, then the knas goes to the father. If the knas goes to the father, affecting Yishami, so what do you mean? What is his money? So, what's the chiddush? Kill the dragon and he's potter. Of course, he's potter. The money's coming to him. So, the Yishami answers, Yishami Mukila, Kishabola ad shaloi meis umeis. The word didn't actually bugger or bugger. Shami answers that the case is that the shasta pitui, there was a father. The father was alive. Obviously, b'shasta pitui, b'shoda that he was bugger pitui, he was alive. So mele, at that point, there was no mechila. At that point, there was no mechila. At that point, there was no mechila, and so So the chiyuv knas. So there's no mechila. So the chiyuv knas kicks in. Now, of course, at that point, the chiyuv knas is going to go to whom? To the father. But meanwhile, kaidam amad b'din, the father died, and when the father dies, kaidam amad b'din, the chiyuv knas reverts to the daughter, because that's the mishnah at the beginning of the fourth parak. The mishnah over there says that lehispika av. That if there was a mother b'din while the father was still alive, then the father is zeich in the knas, and then if the father dies, so the knas goes to the yarshei av, like all mamonos of the father. But if it's lehispik lamed b'din ashemesa av, if by the time the mother b'din came the father was already dead, then the knas goes to the daughter. So over here, if there would have been a mother b'din, so then the knas would have come to the father himself. So that's the end of the story. But before the mother b'din, the father died, and mele the knas goes to the knas goes to the daughter. So that's the Yerushalmi's answer. So maybe it's worth stressing, in the Yerushalmi it's not so complicated. The Yerushalmi's not talking about, doesn't have to be monoshach with the mefuta, with the rapapa. Tyson made a much more elaborate question. The Yerushalmi just asked the question more b'pshitus. The Yerushalmi just said, presumably there's a father, because obviously it was a baal bitoy. The knas ought to go to the father. So why is he chayav? So what do you need to kimle the rabbi? Of course he's potter because it's money in his own pocket. Yishalmi answers lahisbeglamid b'din ad shemesu meis. Tosis had a more complicated question. You know, Tosis was willing to entertain. Maybe the knas is really not going to the father. Maybe the knas is going to the daughter. But that's no good because according to our papa, we're talking about mefuta and a mefuta is meichel. But the answer is the same answer. Tosis is using the answer of the Yishalmi that we're talking about a special case. La'olam is takim mefuta because they're a papa. So we're talking about a mefuta. B'shas, and normally a mefuta is meichel, but here b'shas pitui there was no mechila because she can only be meichel the money that's coming to her. B'shas the pitui it was money that was going to the chiyuv knas was to the father, so she's not able to be meichel. So the father money's going to the father, and but then the father died before the hamad b'din, so at that point the knas ought to go back to her. And the knas ought to go back to her, but this kimle d'rabbanan, so that's why he's potter.
Why did Yerushalmi choose to ask it? Choose to give such a complicated answer. Why can't I just answer that's a case of
Monias
with Akhmar
Papa,
and then say
Yerushalmi speaks out that maybe it's Rabbi Akiva. Yerushalmi speaks out that maybe it's going like. Yerushalmi speaks that out, and Yerushalmi says, "But no, it's not muchach because we're talking about this case." But Yishami does have that side. Yishami is not busy with her papa. That has to do with Yishami at the end that there's no mechila and knasa. I don't want to. Yishami holds no mechila and knasa anyway, Tysus brings. So the Yishami doesn't have the papa problem. She was mechil. If it's a mechil, she was mechil. Yishami holds there is no mechila and knasa. So therefore, that aspect of the problem didn't bother Yishami in the first place. So Yishami just asked mitzad the knasa is going to the father, so it's money in his own pocket. So Yishami Beferish entertains. Well, maybe it's not a case where with Nazarsim and his gosh and the knas is going to her. But Yishami says, no, you don't have to say that. You can say La'olam the knas is, it's a case where the knas goes to the father, but then the father died and the knas is going to the daughter. Right? That's parenthetic. I don't want to not get bogged down in that right now. It's premature. Maybe we'll finish the Tosis, then we'll come back to this case. Because this case that Tosis now is bringing up, this Yerushalmi, it's full of complications. There's like a lot of things that intersect in this case. But we might as well finish the Tosis. Then he says, "Umay dom b'Yerushalmi d'mufutei nepotel and b'ishes subkam aval knasi neyochel limchel osi shapir." Tosis says the emesis is another way out of the problem, because the Yerushalmi itself, different Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi b'feinayim is Mitzrayim, where the Yerushalmis are. maybe some of the fancy Gemaras have it also on the side. Most years they give out Eizahodah Gemaras to their shivas. This year I guess they're economizing, so I only got one of these. I got a different kind of Gemara. But anyway, the Yishami says that a mefuta, even though we know the din is that a mefuta is meichel, so Yishami says the mefuta can only be meichel. Yisayim mefuta, regular case, Yisayim mefuta. There's no father, so mefuta is meichel. Yishami says she can only be meichel lebayishes upagam. She can't be meichel leknas. The reason is, says the Yishami, because the knas is not yet in her ishus to be meichel. That's the lashon of Yishami. It's not in her ishus. Meaning, Rashi explained that for chiyuv knas you have to have a mother b'din. The chiyuv knas is only, it's only the chiyuv knas. We'll talk about this later more on Sunday. But the chiyuv knas is chal with the hamada b'din. She can only be meichel a chiyuv that's already here. You can't be meichel a chiyuv that doesn't exist yet. You can only be meichel money that you have. There's a chiyuv moment, so you can be meichel a chiyuv moment. Kaidim hamada b'din, there's no chiyuv moment at all. So therefore, says Yishami, how could you be Meichel? Knas, the Chiyav Knas doesn't exist yet till Amad Abedin. So B'shas Pitoy, when was she Meichel? She was Meichel B'shas the Pitoy. B'shas the Pitoy, the Chiyav Knas wasn't here yet. So Yishami says in the Chanami, you can't be Meichel, there's no Mechila on Knas. There's only Mechila on Boishishukam is ordinary Mammonis. But on Knas, there's no Mechila. So according to that, Yishami says Taisus, then there's another way out of the problem. We could say that the Mishnah about Baal Bitoy is talking about Nisarsav and Niskasha, where the Knas was La'atzma, it was never going to the father, it's not money in the father's own pocket. Aishu is Meichel. No, but Mechila doesn't help by Knas. So that would be altogether a way out of this problem. According to Yishami, there's a way out of the problem. So if there's a way out of the problems, how come Yishami asked the question? So that's what I said before. No, the Yishami speaks at Befeirish. That maybe we could answer Takan Nisarsim and Niskasha. But the Yishami says, but no, the Mishnah, you don't have to say that. You could say even without that because of Mesav and so on. But Taisus points out, according to the Yishami, that there's no Mechila Knas, there is another way out of the problem. Well, there's a simple way out of the problem altogether. However, says Taisus, Umiyu B'shasti Don Mashma, the Ein Lafilu Knas, the Muki Hod the Elein Aleikin, the Kamen B'Gemara, the Yisayimu Mefuta, Shein La Knas. Perish Gemara later on in the Aflamid Beis, that the Gemara says that Yisayimu Mefuta has no Knas. Not just no Boshes of Gan, she has no Knas. So apparently, there's a machlek is babbling Yishami. The Yishami holds that there's no mechila knas. So the Mishnah Baal Bita, we could say, is talking about where the knas is going to her. But according to the babli, that there is mechila knas. So if the knas is going to her, then there would be no knas at all because she's mechil. So then we have the original problem in Marashach. What's the case of Baal Bita? If the knas is going to her, then she's mechil. If the knas is going to the father, then it's money in his own pocket. So how do you ever have a case of a chiyuv knas by Baal Bita? Says Tais, says you have to say, like we said before, like the Yishami that he's quoted before, that it's talking about a special case of where B'shas the Pitui, the Knas was going to the father, so therefore the Mechila wasn't effective, and then the father, I mean, there's, it wasn't hers to be Michael, and then the father died, Kaidim Amod Abedin, and now the Knas reverts down to the daughter, so not money in the father's own pocket, now it's really money that's going to the daughter, and therefore there's a Chiyuv Knas, except Kimeli Rabbanei, so that's why he doesn't have to pay.
Taisus bring two rayas at this point above.
Hmm?
I guess Taisus have to bring a third raya.
What do you mean?
That if the knas goes to her, she's mochale. He brought two gemaras above that say just as much.
No, about my pitoma bushes begam.
It says knas in that mandate.
What did he say? He said that Mem and Reish Naira. Thank you. Yerushalmi has going to learn this mishnah Tumah Bayishus Pgam. And the Gemara says Knosel Asma, because if by this Asim and this Gasha, it would be Knosel Leavio, then the Bayishus Pgam would also go Leavio. But if it's Knosel Asma, then the Bayishus Pgam also goes Asma. I think there's a Hekesh. You know what, I have to double check, but you know, I think that, but one way or another, I think that's the answer. Those Gemara are not Mukhuf that they're talking about. It might be Baisu Subkam, like the Yerushalmi. Okay, so anyway, so let's talk about this case. So somebody was Baal Bitoy, and Bishar, when he was Baal Bitoy, he was alive, so that's why there's no Mechil with his Taisus. But then, because the class was going to the father, but then, Kaidim Namad Abedin, the father died, and therefore now the knas goes to her. So there's a chiddush. Shem is buried in this case. Buried in this case, you have a chiddush. Because the chayil would really be a mokum to say, you know, b'shas the pitoy, she was meichel. So why was the pitoy? Why was the mechila not kal? Because it wasn't hers to be meichel. At that point, it was going to the father. Now the father dies. Now the knas is coming to her. So there would be a mokum to say that since originally she was meichel, was midaita after. So maybe even after, maybe later when the father died, now the knas is coming to her, maybe now that mechila should kick in and there shouldn't be a chiyuv knas. And the truth is, this is b'feirush machlekes yishanim. The Ran, in the beginning of the fourth parak, brings a machlekes yishanim about just this question. In the case where lehispika av, in the case of pitui, lehispika av, the Mishnah says, lehispika av, lamed bedin ad shemes, knosa la'atzma. So Duran brings 2 days, is that only by Oynus or even by Mefata? There's one opinion that is talking even by Mefata. There's no difference in this regard between Oynus and Mefata. Because even though normally a Mefata is Meichel, that's only when the Knas was originally going to go to her. But here where the Knas was originally going to go to the father, so the Mechila didn't take effect. And then he brings that Yesh Oymrim, that no, it's not only by Oynus. But by Mefata, since she's Meichel, so the knas, even after, so even though b'shas the pitoy, it wasn't hers to be meichel, the knas is going to the father. But later, if the father died before the hamad abedin, and now the knas is devolving to her, so the mechila kicks in, and shitaka has no knas. And the mishnah that says meis avat shalei meis lehispik av lamad bedin at shemeis knosel atma is only by oynis where there was no mechila, but not by pitoy. So machlekes in the Ran. The Ran doesn't attach names to the machlekes. But we know the names. Taisus obviously holds, at least we know some of the names, Taisus obviously holds that the Mechila does not kick in. That's this Taisus. This is the case of Taisus. Somebody was Baal Bitoy, that's the extra wrinkle that he was Baal Bitoy, but then Yelena, what's the difference? He was Baal Bitoy, and it was a Pitoy, according to Rapov, we're talking about Pitoy, there was a Pitoy, but the Mechila doesn't help because at that point the father was alive. Then the father died, and the Knas comes down to her. That's what Taisus says before. So you see the Taisus that the original Mechila never took effect and does not affect the original, never took effect, and therefore she gets the Knas. So that's Taisus. You could say maybe it's Mefurish and Yerushalmi. It's not really Mefurish and Yerushalmi, and Yerushalmi doesn't say we're talking about Mefata. But Taisus learns that we're talking about Mefata based on her papa. So it's Mefurish and Taisus that the Mechila v'chayav doesn't count. On the other hand, the Ramban on Daf and Daf Mem Aleph, the Ramban holds the Feirish like the other side. That since it was Midaita Avda, so therefore after the father died, she does not get the Knas. She doesn't get Knas for something that was Midaita Avda. It could be that this Machlokes is rooted in another issue. The Yishami holds that there's no mechila by knas at all, because the chi is not here yet. There was no hamad b'din, and Tosis brings to Yishami, the other Yishami as well, that the Bavli is chayla. The Bavli holds that there's mechila by knas. Why taka? Chayla the Yishami is a good point. How could there be mechila by knas? It's chayla hamad b'din. There's no chi of mammon yet. How could there be mechils a chi of mammon that doesn't yet exist? So the Ramban, we'll think about it more later, exactly what the Hamad Abedin does to Knas. That's a big issue, Bechal, by Knas. That's not so much of it. We'll see. But Akapanim Yishami has the Kasha. Kaidim Hamad Abedin, there's no Chiyuv, the Chiyuv Mam is not here yet. The Chiyuv is not here yet. So how could even Meichel Chiyuv that's not here yet? So Yishami says, Yitaka can't. But the Bavli says that you can. What would the Bavli answer to the Yishami's Tainu? So there's a Ramban. The Ramban Adaf Lamed Vav Lamed Beis says two answers. First of all, says the Ramban, he says that maybe it works not midin mechila but midin siluk. Siluk is a concept you have in the beginning of Hakasif, that when a Oida Rusa, say you have a Chasen Kala, there's an Erisin, and After the marriage, the husband's going to have certain rights in the wife's property. Paris, for example, is going to be able to be Echel Paris. But before that kicked in, Shasta Erison, so the Chosin said to the Kala, "Did v'dvar mainly in the Chesayach of Parisayim." He said, "I don't want to have those Chosin." So it works. So the Gemara says, and this mover in the Gemara, why does it work? Not a lashon of, first of all, it's not his yet. How could he be? He doesn't own this. He doesn't own that mamonis yet because it's still by the erison. So how could he be? How could he give it to matana to his wife? And moreover, din v'dvarim is not a lashon matana at all. If I say to you, I want to sell you my jacket, I sell to you din v'dvarim mainly in my jacket. It's not a lashon matana. So what kind of lashon is that? So the Gemara explains that it's a lashon of siluk. That before he gets this, before the schusim begin, at this point he just has a schus by the erison. He has a schus that when they'll get married, he'll have the peris. So at that point where it's just in potential, it's a schus that's coming to him, but it's not yet mamonis that he actually has acquired, so he can be mistalik from that schus. He can say, I don't want it. And and he doesn't get any... No, it's before the mamonis, before the schus mamonis chal, it can be mistalik that he doesn't want to be chal. And then he doesn't need a lashon matan. It's a different process. Matan is where I have something and I'm giving it to you. And the siluk is where there's something that's going to be coming to me, and I'm mistalik that I don't want that schus. So Ramban says al derech is over here, kaidem amod abedin. So there's no chiyuv mamon, but there is a schus that when there'll be a hamod abedin, she'll be entitled to the knas. So from a schus you can be mistalik. That's answer number one in the Ramban, but it works midin siluk. Then the Ramban has a second answer, the second solution. He says maybe it works midin krak susi. Krak susi means if I say to you, rip my jacket, so you rip my jacket, so then I can't turn around and take you to the entire. That's not midin mechilo. Not that I was mechilo chiyuv. There's no chiyuv in the first place because I wanted you to rip my jacket, so that's not called the maisa mazik at all. Apparently that's how the Ramban understood. So Ramban says over here as well by mefuta, it's like krak susi. She invited him, so there's no chiyuv at all. That's not mechila. You can't be a chiyuv mom, and the chiyuv knas. She can't be mechil because it's kaidem amad abedin. The chiyuv wasn't chal yet. This is not that she's mechil or the chiyuv. There's no chiyuv in the first place because he was an invited guest. So memelo, there's no chiyuv in the first place. So that's the second answer in Rabban. It's a chiddush in the getter of knas. We're not talking about chiyuv mamon. We're talking about chiyuv knas. What does chiyuv knas have to do with krak susi? So the chavi seen this Ramban stamp. Maybe it's good to file away somewhere. You seen this Ramban a chiddush in the gedder of knas, that the gedder of knas is, it's not mamon. For mamon there's, you know, for mamon you pay boishes and you pay pgam. It's not mamonous. But the chiyuv knas is for being mafsid, for being mafsider. Since he was mafsid her chashivas, her psulun, he was mafsid her status as a psula. So he pays in this, he can also, it's knas, because it's over and above. Right, like kefil. Kefil may be a good mashal. Kefil is knas. Kefil is not, it's not unrelated to the hefsid. But it's called the knas because it's over and above the value of the hefsid. But you're certainly paying kefil for the hefsid. You pay double the hefsid. So the kefil is tied into the hefsid. If I would invite you, well, I can't imagine a case, but you know, if there would be a crack susi by kefil, you'd be potter because there was no hefsid. You weren't master to me, you didn't steal from me. So it's master in this Ramban that the chiyuv of knas is for being master the chashivas of the psulim. It's not moment, it's because he pays for that anyway in pgam. There's anyway tashlum in the moment. So here it's over and above the tashlumi moment. But it's still connected to the being master the chashivas that she had as a psulim. So therefore it says the Ramban, but if it's kraksusi, if she asked him to, so you can't say he was master her, he asked it, she asked him to. So Mamela, there's no mechila. I don't have to come on to mechila. Can't be mechila. It's kind of my mother. I don't have to invoke mechila. Krasusi, there's no chiyuv in the first place. So those are the two mahalchim in the Ramban. How according to the Bavli, she could be mechil. How can a mufut to be mechil a knas? There was no amada b'din yet. So one answer is nichas. So the Ramban says it's takan hamidin mechila. It's either midin siluk, or it's midin. We think kraksusi that there's no hefsid in the first place. Yeah.
But how is it like her sus? I mean, isn't it sus the father, sus at that point?
No, we're talking about right now. We're just talking about a regular case of Yusayim and Mufutu. I'm going to come back to the father in a second. Right now, the case that we're talking about, the Machlekes of Avni and Rishami, it's just a regular case of a Yusayim and Mufutu. There's no father. Somebody was ma'anis this Yusayim, and was mafatah the Yisayimah, that the dinam Yisayimah mafutah. So the Bavli says she can't be mechel a knas because it's kaidim amod abedin, and the Bavli says Yisayimah mafutah, there's no knas because she's mechel a knas. I'm gonna come back to the case of the father, but for the time being we're talking about the case of the daughter. So that's how the Rabban explains how there could be mechel by mafutah. But my satosis in that mebezim and aleph, Haptasis. This is the lashon of Tosis. He says that it's mechila. Yeah, the context is not even so important that I'm holding the context, but I could put the lashon of Tosis here, and it's mashmal that it's a mechila divide. I mean, maybe it's hamuchach, just a lashon. But ma'aseh Tosis calls it mechila. So he's lavdavka. Ma'aseh Tosis uses lashon of mechila, and the emes is, let's just hold on 1 second. I think there's a raglayim l'dover that Tosis can't hold from either one of the mahalachim of the Ramban, the mahalach of siluk and the mahalach of kraksusi. First of all, copy the Mahalach of Siluk. So that's really a big Machaikus Yishayin, the Tzais, in Simen Reish Tes, Simen Katan Yid Aleph, brings a big Machaikus Yishayin if the din of Siluk applies only to Schusim Derabonon or even to Schusim Deraisa. There was the Gemara about Din Vidvar Mainly Ben Chasayach by Teres, those are Schusim Derabon. So the Tzais says that there are Yishayinim hold, he says Tzais holds this way. That the din of the whole concept of Siluk is in Schusim Derabonon. I guess like in the Yeshiva Takanis Chachamim. Chusim that the Rabbanon gave me, I give him a stalak. I don't want the Rabbanon to give me those chusim. But in a deraisa, there's no such thing as a seal. Either you have a mecher or a maton or nothing. And other Rishayim Achalev, obviously the Ramban holds this sealuk even by, from this Ramban, you see the sealuk even by deraisas. So the Maisa Tzayis says, Shitas Tzayis, based on Tzayis over there in Akhaisa, the Tzayis says that Shitas Tzayis is that there's no sealuk on a deraisa. Well, Tzayis is a deraisa. So the Mahalach of sealuk is not available to Tzayis. So what about the other Mahalach? Krak Susi. So Taisus later on, Daf Nun Vav, talks about Krak Susi. Taisus Akasha, Krak Susi should be Masna Masha Kosa B'Torah. How does it ever work, Krak Susi? You're Masna Masha Kosa B'Torah. I'm telling you that I'll, you know, tear my jacket and I won't have a Tefias Nezokin. You're Masna Masha Kosa B'Torah. So Taisus says that in Mechila there's no problem with Masna Masha Kosa B'Torah. Tefila Ramban, the Kasha doesn't start. You're not Masna Masha Kosa B'Torah. Masna Masha Kosa B'Torah is if you're Mazik me, I have a Tefias Nezokin. This is not a Mazik. You see in Taisus that it's not. You see from that Taisus that Krak Susi works not in the Mechila. Yeah, I don't know how that could be. How could you be Mechila before the Chiyu started? No, I guess B'Shas the Kriya. Since I say Krak Susi, so at the moment you're. So maybe now it's too early to be Mechila, but as you're being Kriya Meksus, the Mechila is still there. I wasn't Chayzer from it. So at that moment when the Chiyu Mazik is chal, so I'm mechilis. Taisus says, how can I be mechilis? Master Masha Kosa B'Torah. So the answer is, mechilis doesn't have a problem, Master Masha Kosa B'Torah. But again, the feeder Ramban, I don't think the Kasha was taught in the first place. It's not mechilo. It's not a Maisa Hezek. That's not called Master Masha Kosa B'Torah. If I invite somebody to chop down my tree, so it's Master Masha Kosa B'Torah, then I'm not going to convey him as a Mazik? You're my gardener, you're not my Mazik. Taisus apparently held that Krak Susi is not the way. Shal, why not? But the Maisa, you see in Taisus that it's midin mechila. So Meila Mahalach of Krak Susi is also not available to Taisus. So therefore, I think Taisus is going to have to learn that it's taka midin mechila, and that's the lesson of Taisus before Nachman Beis. Taisus learns that Mufuta works with mechila. So what is Taisus going to do with Yishami's kasha? How could he be mechil before the Hamad of Adin? Taka of Shaila. I don't know. Maybe we'll come back to the Shaila when we have more education. But meanwhile, I see a machlokes between Taisin on the one hand and the Ramban on the other. How does the mechila of Mufut to work? Taisin, that the Ramban says, it's not midin mechila. Because as far as mechila is concerned, says the Ramban, the Yishami is right. She can't be, Mufut can't be mechil. You can't be mechil knas, it's kaidim amad abedin. The chiyah knas only starts by the amad abedin. You can't be mechil knas. So why does the mechila, why when you're mefata yisayma, a yisayma, Yisayim Mufuta, why are you potter? Yishami says you're takanat, but the Bavli says that you're potter. Why are you potter? So the Ramban says as Krak Susi, that it's not a Maisa Masik at all. You were not mafsid my ksus. This is what I want you to do with my ksus. You're not being mafsid my ksus. Or midin. What do we say? Or midin siluk. That even before the schus was chal, she could be mistalik from the schus. And Taisus doesn't have either of those options available to him. And Taisus learns it's taka midin mechila. And what Taisus do with Yishami's kasha, I don't know. So now, nechseyana. That's all talking about a regular case of a yisayma mufuta with his no father, and she's a regular yisayma, and he was mefata the, yisayma. So that's the machlekes. So he's potter according to the Bavli of potter. And we have this machlekes between Taisus on the one hand and the Ramban on the other. What's the mechanism over here of the mechila? Taisus learns it's a regular mechila, and he ignores the Yishami's problem about the, you know, there was no amad abedin. And the Ramban says, well, the Yishami's problem is a valid problem. You can't really work midin mechila, but it works midin silik or midin krak susi. So now, let's consider, what about in a case, let's add another layer of complexity, what about a case where B'Shas Pitui, the father, was alive? And at that moment, Tas was going to the father, so for sure she can't be Meichel, and she can't, none of these things apply. And then, before the Hamad Abedin, the father died, and now the daughter wants to be Tavei the Knas. Can the daughter be Tavei the Knas? Lefi Taisus and Lefi the Ramban? Well, Lefi Taisus, that it works Midin Mechila. So I think not. Mela, when the father was, when there was no father in the picture, and B'Shas Pitui, the Knas was coming for her. So she had mominus over here, so she could be meichel the moment. So we have the Yishami's problem. It's kaidim mamad abedin l'chayy, the chiyuv hasn't kicked in yet. That's an issue. You know, how could you be meichel? I don't know. Taisus holds you could be meichel knas even before mamad abedin. We need to understand that. We don't understand that yet. But nonetheless, at least there was a chiyuv knas coming to the daughter. It lacks mamad abedin, shaila. But there's a chiyuv knas coming to the daughter. The daughter's meichel. But in a case where B'Shas the Pitui, all of the Chiyuv Knas was to the father. So, and now the father dies, and now there's a Chiyuv Knas coming to the daughter. Now the daughter has the right to be Tavei the Knas. So how could she be Meichel? That's a vada, it's a Dovah Shloi Ba'olim entirely. When she was Meichel, the Knas, there was no Chiyuv Knas to her. It was altogether Dovah Shalai Bar Lailam. The Chiyah Knas then went to the father. And to the father, she was not a Bailam to be Mechel. Now all of a sudden there's a Chiyah Knas to her. What does yesterday's Mechila have to do with today's Chiyah Knas? Well, if he tises, the Mechila is taka no good. And that stems very well, because that happens to be Tyson's Shita. That's Tyson's Shita by us. That in a case where was you know where the father was alive, and then the father died, so Tyson's Takano Mechila. That's what explains the case of Baal Bitoy, that he was Baal Bitoy, but the father was, you know, what is it's a case of Mefuta, but the father was alive, so therefore her Mechila didn't kick in, and then the father died, and now it's coming to her, and there's no Mechila. No, but kids, so that's Tyson's, we said before. That's Taka Tyson's Shita. On the other hand, if you learn like the Ramban, that it works meaning siluk, or it works meaning krak susi, so then I think hadvam noitim that her mechila would work. I mean, mechila is the wrong word, but this midaita of the woodwork. Because first of all, if it's meaning siluk, so siluk means the moment is not here yet, but it's like oidarusa. He doesn't have the peris yet. But he has a schos that when he'll marry her, there'll be parents. And that's enough that he can be mistalit from the schos. So here as well, by the daughter, there's a father. So she has no mamonis right now at all. It's all by the father. But she certainly has a schos that when the father will die, it'll come to her. It's no worse than the orus who has a schos that when he'll marry the arusa, he'll have schos in mamon. So he could already be mistalit from it. So by a mefuta, doesn't yashin the daughter doesn't yashin the knas from the father. The daughter is not a yarish of the father. The yarish from the father, the yarish yava, the sons, not the daughter. If it was his beglamay bedin, if the father had a mother bedin and was zoich in the knas and he dies, it goes to the sons, not to the daughter. The reason why it goes to the daughter is because if it was kaidem amad bedin and if the father dies kaidem amad bedin, then the father's out of the picture. And if the father's out of the picture, then the girl is to obey the knas in her own right. So the daughter has a right to be to obey the knas. Just meanwhile, if the father's there, so the father it gets rerouted to the father. But the daughter certainly has a schus in the maisa pitui. The daughter gets a schus that if she can just get rid of the father, then she'll have the knas. So a schus she has in potential. You know, she has a schus that she has that it's like garden and an oris in the Paris. He doesn't have the Paris, but he has a schus that when he'll marry his wife, he'll have the Paris. So she has a schus that if the father will be out of the picture, then she'll be zayich in the peir, then she'll be zayich in the knas. And from that schus, he could be mistalik. So she was talking mistalik. She said, "Didn't by mefuta." Every mefuta says, "Didn't v'dvar mainly." The mefuta was mistalik from the knas. So if there's a father is alive, so her siluk doesn't help. But the father wasn't mistalik. But if the father dies, then the daughter was already mistalik. That's number one. And number two, even if it's midin krak susi, I think it's the same thing. When he was mafater, she said krak susi. The maisa pitu is a maisa is a krak susi. She's saying to him krak susi. It's not, as far as I'm concerned, it's not a hefsid at all. It's not a maisa mazik to me. So Kozman, the father's alive, so the father's being teveya his ksus, because the father has is klapi the father. It's the father's ksus. The father was the. I mean, if we're looking at that as a ksusi, you know, that's apparently built into this Ramban, that we're looking at as a hefsid, whom were you mafsid? So, and the one, to a certain extent, he was mafsid the father. I mean, you see, he pays the knas to the father. So for that, the daughter saying krak susi doesn't make a difference. Because as far as the father's ksus is concerned, like this girl, she's the, you know, who did this hefsid belong to? Whom were you mafsid? Well, in a certain extent, apparently, you're mafsid the father in some way, whatever that means, exactly. So you pay knas to the father. So the daughter saying krak susi is not because lemaila v'lemayrid. But now when the father dies, so now the daughter is tevei. Again, the daughter is not yashining it from the father, because the daughter is not a yerush of the father. So when the father dies and the daughter now is tevei the knas, so this is not a, she's not being tevei the father's ksus that she yashin. She's not a yerush av. She's not from the yerusha. She's tevei her ksus, her hefzid. When the father dies, the daughter now is tevei the knas. She's being tevei her own hefzid. And when the father was here, so then she wasn't able to do it because the father came first. But if the father's out of the picture and the father's not here to be Tevei the Hefsid, to be Tevei his Hefsid, so now she is able to be Tevei her Hefsid. But she's being Tevei her own Hefsid, she's being Tevei her own Ksus. Well, says there, but it's not her Hefsid. She said Krak Susi. She said Krak Susi. Klapi her, it wasn't the Maisa Mazik at all. So Mele is no Chiyu Knas. That's why I think that this machlekes between Tosfos and the Ramban, It's 2 days in there, as I said before, it's 2 days in the round of the beginning of the fourth parak. I think it goes back to their understanding of the whole dinner, mechila bayim ufuta. So again, just to cover the same ground, I think it's tomorrow. It seems to me to be pretty straightforward. I mean, I think it's pretty glatt. Again, we have, first of all, we have a din that a yesoima mufuta. There's no father. Father's dead. You just mefata yesoima. Guy was mefata. Little orphan Annie was mefata. And there's a machlekes. The Babli and Yerushalmi, is there a chiyuv knas? The Babli says there's no chiyuv knas. Yesoima mufuta. Gemara daf lamed vav. There's no chiyuv knas because she's meichel. I mean, it doesn't say the word mechila. That's already loaded. That's a loaded word. But there's no chiyuv knas because it was midaita. And the Yerushalmi says, no, it's not true. How could she with midaita? But it's kind of my mother b'din. You can't be meichel something that's not here yet. You can't be meichel a chiyuv mamon that's not here yet. Right now it's not mamonis, so she can't be meichel. That's machlekes Bavli and Yerushalmi. You presume, obviously, we pass on like the Bavli. But the child, what's pshat in the Bavli? Why isn't the Yerushalmi right? So the Ramban says to Malcolm. The Ramban says, emes, the Yerushalmi is right. You can't be meichel. There's not a chiyuv mamon here to be meichel. So how does it work with Aita Avda? Says the Ramban, it's not midin mechila. It's midin kratzusi or midin siluk. Different mechanisms entirely. On the other hand, those mechanisms are not available to Tosis. Kratzusi Tosis is a mechila. And siluk Tosis only works by a drabonon. According to Tosis, apparently it's a regular din mechila, and Tosis and Daf Mem Beis Taka Mashma, it's a regular din mechila. And what Tosis will do with Yerushalmi's question, we're going to have to leave as an outstanding problem. Meanwhile, I don't know. But Akaponim, Zachina, we have your Machlaikas Tosis and the Ramban. How does the mechila, quote unquote, of a mefuta work? Tyson learns it works midin regular mechila, even though it's before amad abedin. Somehow it works, and the Ramban holds on midin mechila can't work. It's kind of amad abedin. It has a different mechanism, either because kratzus is not a ma'aseh hefsed at all, because he wasn't mafsed her ksus. She, you know, a tailor is not mafsed my ksus. That's what I told him to do. He wasn't mafsed her psur. He wasn't mafsed her psulim. She invited him in, and that's one answer in the Ramban, or that it's midin siluk. That she's mistalik from a schus to eventually be able to be tevei the knas. That's a number. So now, that's the basics. That's the building blocks of it. So now we have a shaila. So now we come to this machlekes that the Ram brings the beginning of the fourth parak, and it's actually machlekes taisin the Ramban. What if there was a father? B'shas the pita there was a father, and then the father died. Does he have to pay the daughter? Do we say, well, the daughter was meichel? You know, it was midaita avdo. He doesn't have to pay the daughter. When the father was alive, he had to pay the father because it wasn't midas the father. But once the father's gone, now the daughter's coming to be tevei in her own right. So it was midaita avdo. That's what the Ramban says in Daf Lama Zayin Beferish. The daughter can't be tevei. It was midaita avdo. It's a joke. The daughter comes to be the daughter comes to be tevei her psulim. Like, you say to her, excuse me, you know, it was midaita avdo. What are you being tevei over? And Tosis says that Tosis Beferish, but that she could. He says, yeah, it was midaita avdi. That was then, when my father was alive. This is now. I was midaita avdi yesterday. That was nothing. Today, I want to be paid. That's mach beferish, machaikas yishayin. So I think it's related back to the other issue. If it works, the way, according to Tais, that mefuta works, yishayin mefuta works midin mechila. So that's for sure, mechila can only be if the b'shas mechila was coming to her. Even that's hard to understand because there's no amod abedin. That's the Yishami's problem. Okay, that's oich hazayin lemayin. But akoponim, when the knas was coming to her, she could be mechila. But if b'shas the pita, the kas was going to the father, so her mechila, there's no mamonis coming to her right now at all. That's for sure that she can't be mechila. And later on, now the mamonis is coming to her, so now she can. She says, that was before. You know, before I was mechila. Today I'm not mechila. On the other hand, according to the Ramban, that it works midin either kraksusi, that klapayur wasn't a ma'aseh masik at all, or that it works midin siluk, that even before that she can be mistalik from her right to eventually be tevei the kas. So the Ramban would say, what's the difference if b'shas ma'aseh, even if b'shas ma'aseh the father was alive, but now the father is dead and she's coming to be and she wants to be tevei her knas? So he say to her, one second, excuse me, nobody was mafsid you, it was midaita avda, that wasn't a hefsid, so what are you being tevei? And number two, you were mistalik, you said that you're mistalik from any schusim of to eventually be tevei the knas. So Mela, the Ramban holds, what makes no difference if the father was alive, not alive? Right now the daughter is being tevei, the daughter can't be tevei, it's kraksus or it's a sin. We don't have so much time. We have 5 minutes. Just want to start to touch on something else. There's a lot more to talk about in this Tosfos. We're not done. Copy the Yishami's question. How can a mefuta be meichel knas? It's kind of my mother b'din. So the knas isn't here yet. How can you be meichel knas? It's not 100% clear to me what's exactly the Yishami asking. There's really two possibilities. When we talk about Hamadah B'din by Knas and the role of Hamadah B'din by Knas, Hapashtus, Hamadah B'din by Knas plays two roles, or at least there's two roles that we can talk about. First of all, there's a mokum to say that the Chi of Knas does not exist till Hamadah B'din. That it's the Hamadah B'din that actually creates the Chi of Knas. As opposed to Mammon, if I steal from you, so Beis Din doesn't create the Chi of Tashlumin. Beis Din may enforce the Chi of Tashlumin. Beis Din may have to come in. But Avada, there's a Chi of Tashlumin. If I want to be a good Jew, I have to pay, I have to return it without ever Beis Din entering into the picture. The Chi of Knas, there's a Svara to say, Achayim HaBasar, that Chi of Knas does not exist until Hamadah B'din. First of all, this is a Tosis on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Tosis says that by Knas, there's no Chi of Lotzis Sedei Shemayim until Hamadah B'din. The Emes is Yerushalmi. I don't remember now where, can't tell you where the Yerushalmi is, but it's Yerushalmi. The person doesn't quote Yerushalmi, but it's a fair Yerushalmi. Yeah, Tosfos looked Knas le mechayev el alpi Beis Din. So the Chayim say, "L'chor, you see that Tosfos? This you say that Tosfos in the end, as I said, it's a Yerushalmi. That Knas, why is it no chiyuv lotzis to the Shemayim? The Pashut Pshat is because Beis Din creates the chiyuv Knas. That's the Pashut and Loshon of Tosfos. Knas le mechayev el alpi Beis Din. You need Beis Din to create the chiyuv Knas. Kayetze v'dover is Rabbi Kveger in the Gilyan Hashas and Makas Tafeim and Aleph." To see inside, and if you can't, to see the context. It's a complicated sugya a little bit, and it's not so important that you see all the complications of the sugya, but just to see the drift of the sugya and the tesis that Rabbi Kveger is going on, and the tesis and the tesis that Rabbi Kveger is referring to. Take a look as much as you can see over there, Makas Tafei. It's good to see. The Gemara over there says the following. What's the Gemara there is talking about? When you become a Bar Chiyuva. I was talking about the following case. Aiden came and say that I murdered somebody on Sunday. Then it turns out other Aiden come and they're mazim the first set of Aiden. I murdered a certain person. I murdered Frank or Chaim on Sunday. So the other Aiden come along and they say, Imano Yisim, your Aiden's Aiden, and you should be Chayav Misa. But they add that it is true that I did murder Chaim on the Friday before. So now are they Edom Chayav Misa or not? Are they Edom Zayim Chayav Misa or not? So the Yishami says they're Chayav Misa. Why the Chayav Misa? Because they wanted to kill me. What do you mean? I'm a Bar Chiyuv anyway. I really did murder the guy earlier on. So by the time they came to be made on me that I'm Chayav Misa, I really was already Chayav Misa. So the Gemara said, no, he's not a Bar Chiyuv. Since there was no Gemara Din, I don't remember the philosophy is Gemara Din, Hamad B'Din, it's kind of important to check out. But since it's Kaidim, let's say Kaidim Hamad B'Din, So it's the fact that I murdered him on Friday doesn't make me a Bar Chiyuva. What makes me a Bar Chiyuva is the fact that based on passing that I'm Chayav Misa. So Mimela, I'm the Edom Zayim are Chayav for killing a person who was not Mechuyav Misa, for trying to put together a person who was not yet Mechuyav Misa with the Eidah Shekel. And the same thing by Knas. Let's say Tavach HaMachar, Eidah of Tavach HaMachar. Same thing. They came there when I was Tavach HaMachar on Sunday. It turned out other Eidim come to Maznim. No, you were Yimano Eisim, but I was Tavach HaMachar, the same sheep on Friday. So they're Chayev. Because I wasn't a Kaidim HaMadu B'din. I'm not a Bar Chiyuva. But by Mominus, it's not natural. So the Gemara implies it's only by Knossos. But by Mominus, if Eidim come and say that I was Mazik and was Mazik somebody's computer on Sunday, and other Eidim come and say Yimono Ayisim, but I was Mazik the same computer on Friday, so then I'm Potter. Then the Eidim are Potter, because they were mechayev me money that I really wasn't ready chayev. So the shah is over there, the shah in that gemara is, what's the difference between knas and the flushes on the one hand, and mammon on the other? How come my mammon, I say, the minute I was mazik on Friday, I'm a bar chiyuva, but by knas and by nefashis, I'm not a bar chiyuva for just having done the tefichu mechiru, or having done the murder, I'm not a bar chiyuva until based on it are actually mechayev me. So Taisus says, like Balabata Shechiluk, and Taisus says, by nefashis, it's very hard to convict somebody for nefashos. You need to shiva akira. I may never get convicted, so I'm not a bar chiyuva till it actually happens. But by mamonis, it's karv levada, the eidim are going to come, and I'm going to be chayiv. So by mamonis, as soon as I did it, I'm already called the bar chiyuva. That's what Taisus says. And Rabbi Kreger, there in the Gilyan Ashasis, he doesn't know what Taisus needs that for. The chiluk is poshut. He says by dini nefashos, you're not sin creates the chiyuv. He says, all right, a guy murdered. If there's no, if Basin's not mechayiv him, he's not mechuyiv. Let's say he wants to be lotzer de shemayim, he's mechuyiv to commit suicide because he's chayim yisul. So why not? You see, Basin creates the chiyuv, and he says the same thing by knas. If Basin's not mechayiv me, I'm not chayiv lotzer de shemayim. Taisus says in Daf Lamed Gimel, Rabbi Kreger is signing the Taisus that I'm not chayiv lotzer de shemayim. You see that by nefoshes and by knosses, Basin creates the chiyuv. So maybe just because I was tovach hamacher on Friday, that does not make me a bar chiyuv until Basin actually is mechayiv me. But sheinke by bamin is the chiyuv is there beetsim. So that's the same svar that Lachar is implicit in Taisin Daf Lamed Gimel. Rabbi Kreger makes it explicit that Knas, and for that matter Nefoshes, have this feature that based in, it's the Hamad of Adin, the Gemardin presumably, the Psaka based in, that creates the Chiyuv. Mashenkin, as opposed to Mamonis, where the Chiyuv is there all along, the Chiyuv is intrinsic. So that's one thing that Hamad of Adin, or that Gemardin, does by Knas, is that it creates the Chiyuv. But Hamad of Adin has another or Gmardin has another thing that it does by Knas. And that is that Gmardin converts Knas to Mammon. It converts a schus to be Tavei Knas to a schus Mammon. For example, the din is that Maidiv Knas is Potter. Right? We all know Maidiv Knas Potter. If I come along and say that I was Tavei Mocha, I don't have to pay Tavei. What if I come along and I'm Maidiv, that based in already paskin that I'm chayav dalad vei, because it was a gemar din. So then I'm chayav. I what do you mean? I'm a haidah spal din. How can you chayav me alpi my haidah? Haidah has no nemonis by knas. So the farshim speak out that that's not, things perish in the word. That's not called haidah by knas. That's haidah by mammon. Once based in paskins that there's a chayav, then it's regular mammonis. Now he has a schus mammon. I was nischayav to the guy, X amount of dollars. And now he's a tfis mammon, I mean, a regular chayav. So the Gemar Din converts the Chiyuv Knas into a regular Mamonis. That's also the Pashup Shat in the Din of Lehispekav Lamed Vidin Ad Shemes Sumes. The Gemara there in the fourth paragraph, in that Mishnah of Lehispekav, Gemara speaks out that if the father died before the Hamad of Adin, so the children don't Yashin this Knas because Enun Amoris Knas Labanov. But if he died after the Hamad of Adin, then he could Yashin it to his children because then it's just Mamonis. And Mamonis, he could yashin to his children. So you see that Knas has two, think about it, they're connected, but Lashis did two, not really connected. See more Behemshech, they're not connected. It's two different ideas. There's one idea that the Chi of Knas is created with Amad Abedin. That's the Rebbe Kreger and the Gilyan Ashas. For some reason, Taisus and Dir Makas doesn't seem to factor that in. We're going to be busy with that. Like upon him, Rabbi Kreger Nemzon assumes for Dovah Pasha that Basin creates the Chiyuv Knas. It's the Hamad Abedin that creates the Chiyuv Knas. The Chor, that's the Chayyim Lam and Gimel. There's no Lotzus of the Shemayim because it's only Alpi Basin. And then that's Basin creates the Chiyuv Knas. And then there's another thing. Even if Basin wouldn't create the Chiyuv Knas, and the Chiyuv Knas, would say it's intrinsic, but Hamad Abedin still would make a difference because till Hamad Abedin is a Chiyuv Knas. Hamad Abedin Knas Potter, for example. And after the Hamad Abedin becomes a Chiyuv Mammon. So now I'm misupik. We're a little bit over time, but I'm misupik pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says there's no mechila by knas kaidem amad abedin, because it's like how can you be mechila something that's not b'shusa? So I'm not sure what's the pshat in the Yerushalmi. It could be pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is asking how can you mechila chiyuv knas? The chiyuv knas doesn't exist yet, because it's only the amad abedin that creates the chiyuv knas. So how can you be mechila a schus that doesn't exist? Could be Pshat Nishami. Could be Pshat Nishami. The Yishami is asking something else. Maybe that's not bothering the Yishami. Maybe the Yishami holds that the schus I mean, it should bother the Yishami, but maybe for some reason that doesn't bother the Yishami. Maybe the Yishami's question is, even if there is a Chiyuv Knas, but you can only be Meichel Mominus. You can't be Meichel Knas is a Chiyuv on the payer. I mean, I was supposed to be Teveit, but it's more a push than a pull. Knas begins because the Torah cancels the... That's really the idea of Lo Yechayit Niska. The Knas is that it's a Chiyuv on the Ma'anis to pay. Maybe I could be the father could be Teveit also, but fundamentally it's a Chiyuv. The Chiyuv is because Torah wants the Ma'anis to pay. And Mominus is money gabach. I have a Chiyuv Mominus because it starts with the Teveya that he has a claim and he has Mominus that are sitting by me. So maybe the Shami's question is Mechil is only on Mominus. Mominus, money gabach, I could be Mechil. Your Chiyuv Knas, how can I be Mechil? The Torah wants you to pay. What am I going to be Mechil? I can be Mechil, can't be Mechil, your Chiyuv of, I don't know.
Shuva.
Kapara. Whatever it is, it's your chiyuv. I'm not a bialim that to be meichel. So maybe I have a schus to be teveyed, but it's not mine to be meichel. I could be meichel something that's mine. So mominus is mine. I can be meichel. That's not mine. Maximum, I have a schus to be teveyed, but it's not mine. So I'm not sure what's the pshat in the Yushami's kashi. The Yushami asking, how could you be meichel knas? Knas doesn't exist before the amad debedin. Was the Yushami asking even if it would exist before amad debedin? You know, even Rabbi Kregel says he's not right. And Knas does exist before the Amad Debedin. The Harachayim would say Rabbi Kregel is not right. He would say that Knas does exist before the Amad Debedin, but it exists as Knas, not as Mammon, and maybe Mechil is only Shaykh by Mammon. That I'm not sure about. And obviously there's on Taisus now, Taisus, the Bavli is Chaylakan Yishami. No. Which in the Kudir is the Bavli being Chaylakan. So I don't have a Hachra on that, but I want to mention that. And I want to yeah, we're going to go forward. There's more to talk about up here, but one of the things that I want to talk about, and I really want to try to dig into it because it's a Yisraelis Deginion, is Rabbi Kreger right? You know, what's going on over here? Exactly. Does based in Kreger the Chiyuv Hamad, the Chiyuv Knas? And, or not? And there's things here that need to be explored. And why Tais over there, Taka doesn't say like Rabbi Kreger? So that's why I want you to see the Tais over there in Makkos. I'll give you a few Maror Mekayimus. The problem with the Maror Mekayimus that I want to give you is that it's sugyas that the sugyas themselves are very complicated, and you don't really need the whole complexity of the sugya. So you're just going to have to sort of see, you know, just get enough to navigate it. But I'll tell you what's kedai to see. So first of all, is Makkos Daf Hei Amud Aleph. Besides what I already sent you, I sent you a Tosfos Rosh. So that I still want you to see. But that has to do with this Tosfos. But just going forth, this general issue of Knas. So there's the sugya there in Makkos Daf Hei Amud Aleph. Just see what's going on in the sugya. You begin to sort of an overview of the sugya. You know, look at an article or something. Just see, generally speaking. No, Arskel is very good for. I mean, it's good for a lot of things. Arskel, but one of the things it's good for is if you have to look up a Gemara that you're not in, so you just need to know quickly what's going on. It's very useful. Yeah. So so anyway, take a look at the Gemara Daf Hei, and you see the Taisus over there. I think it's two Taisus. Maybe it's the two last Taisus. You see when Taisus discusses when you say that he's a Barchiyub and when not. Why by Nefoshes he's not a Barchiyub and by Mamani he is. And Rabbi Kreger there in the Gilyan Ashas, the Rabbi Kreger that I just told you about. And then it's also, there's a similar sugya in Baba Kama, the Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Also such a Gemara about, you know, Hazoma and you're only Barchiyub with Amad Debedin. Also a very similar sugya, very complicated sugya. And you really don't need the complications. Not neget, that's the complications. I said that he was. One set of Adam came along and said the guy was. There's a knas that if you knock out your Eved's tooth, you have to let him go lecheres, or you knock out his eye. What if you did both? So the one you did first is meitim lecheres, then you have to pay for the other one. So obviously, what's more expensive? If you knocked out his eye first and then his tooth, that's a lot cheaper than if you knocked out his tooth first and then the eye, because then you have to pay for the eye. So there was a hazam over there, complicated sugya. Again, the complications, you don't have to be holding, I'm not holding the complication. But there's a taisus there about, but they're in that sugya, a similar kind of sugya. You also have this notion that it's the hamod abedin, that you're not a barchiyub until the hamod abedin. And there's a taisus about it, why you're not a barchiyub until the hamod abedin. Rashi says, because you're bayimodu mifter, and taisus, no, it's not because you're bayimodu mifter, it's a different reason. And he's mitzayin to taisus, lamed gimel lamed beis, but bakamel lamed gimel lamed beis is also long taisus. Also, you don't really need the whole complication of the Taisus, and but you just need the part where Taisus explains why you're not a mechuyav b'davar till the hamad b'din. Hatzad HaShavash Bem, that these are all Makaris about, is this Gemara, Rabbi Kreger's Gemara, that you're not a Bar Chiyuvah to Lahamad Abedin. Rabbi Kreger reasoned to that Gemara that Beis Din creates the Chiyuv Knas. That's Rabbi Kreger's, you know, that's where he sees that Beis Din creates the Chiyuv Knas. And you see, Rashi and Tosfos, they dance around it in other ways. So I want to try to get a little bit of handle of what Tosfos is saying. You see as much of it as you can. You know, if you don't really grasp the whole thing, it's not important. Just to see a little bit of the L'shainus over there. And we'll talk about it. And from there, I want to try to get a handle on it. Oh, there's one more Maramokim if you want. This is about Tfisa. Again, you don't have to see everything. As much as, but the Rosh in the first paragraph of Abakam is Simen Chof, where he talks about Tfisa by Knas. Famous Rosh, it's a Tfisa by Knas. So that's also, again, you don't have to see the whole Rosh, but just in a Kuddah where he talks about Tfisa by Knas.